Hello, tile friends. Welcome back to another episode of Tile Money, the podcast where we discuss the business of being a tile contractor. This podcast is brought to you by the National Tile Contractors Association, and this episode is sponsored by Le Decree International. Today, I've got a little bit different style of an episode. I'm not with another tile contractor. I'm actually with a website professional. Websites is something that you've reached out to me and said you want to know more about and you're interested. And it's such an important part of a business. So Grant's with me today. Grant, how are you today? Let's introduce yourself and your background and why websites are more important now than ever before.
Yeah, sure, Luke. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be on. I'm excited to educate everybody. My name's Grant. I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina. I've been doing web design and SEO for about 9 years now. Did some e-commerce stuff and then basically been working with local businesses for the past 5 years full time. So I've had experience in various industries, different services, different niches. But yeah, I just have a passion for helping the little guys, so to speak, the small businesses make a footprint, you know, in their world. So your question about why a website's more important than ever, I think you got to look at the way that humans are nowadays. It's like they instantly want access to information. They instantly want to see the answer to their question, which obviously is the whole point of Google. They want to answer your query as quickly as they can. So having a website is super important. Somebody made it a good case. He said the website, if digital marketing was a person, then the website would be the face, right? It's the first thing you see. It's the first interaction you have with a company. It kind of sets you off on that foot. And whether you think it or not, like when you go to a website, you instantly get a feel for that person or that company or that service based on their website, based on their colors, their branding, the wording, and all that. So it's super important because for me, I tell everybody this, the website is essentially the foundation for all online pieces, whether you're doing email marketing or social media advertising. Everything drives back to the website. That's a place they can always go. That's your home base. That's where you keep all of your information, the information that you own and have a right to. You know, Facebook could shut down tomorrow if they wanted to. You lose all that access. So,
yeah,
you know, so websites are always important. I think that a lot of people started to dismiss those with the rise of social media, but to me, that's more important than ever. You look at a lot of brands that are really successful online and they have a solid footprint, and that starts, you know, with the website.
Yeah. No, I'm glad you brought the social media thing up because as we've seen social media kind of taken more of a common place, you know, everybody has it. Your grandma's on there, you know, your grandpa's on Instagram, your grandma's Snapchat, you know, people will argue and say that websites are not important in this day and age, but I've done some research and I've came to my own conclusions. And from what it sounds like you're saying, you know, that's not the case. Can you kind of emphasize that a little bit more or explain that?
Yeah, I'm happy to. You know, I get that pushback from some people. My first question is, if you personally are looking for a local service, or if you're looking for anything online, where does it start?
Usually
on a search engine, you know, more likely Google or Bing or something like that. So that's always I always come back with a question and say, where do you start? Oh, I guess I go to Google. Like I don't go to Facebook and search for, you know, some service. I go to Google and I might search and that might lead me to Facebook or Yelp or something like that, but it starts on Google. So I think the stat is there's around 90% of all searches start with online, especially for local services and businesses. So social media is important. Don't get me wrong. I think you should focus on the avenues that are important for your business. Website probably being number one. And then behind that, depending on your industry, I'm sure Facebook, LinkedIn, these kind of things are important for you. But it all kind of goes back to the website for me. I just ask people that. It's a simple question. Where do you start your search? Everybody goes to Google first.
Especially
if they're looking for a service. They usually don't start that search on Facebook. So.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to search on Facebook. I mean, that's kind of where your branding comes in and some of your marketing. You could even run ads, but as far as searching, we always go back to Google.
Yeah.
And it's a good idea. And the more money you're going to spend, you're going to do more research. In other words, if you're going to buy a $60,000 truck, you're going to do a lot of research before you buy that. You know, a $1,000 car, you're just going to go out and find a $1,000 car.
Very true. Yeah, very true. Yeah. And they said, I saw the stat, it's been a couple of years, but they said people are about 70% of the way through the search or to their decision by the time they reach out to you. So if they're reaching out for a tile contractor, for instance, they've searched for few weeks, probably at least, and they've made up their mind 70% of the way. You just have to push them over that edge. But where does that research happen? If it's not, if you don't have a site, it's not happening on your site. So it's happening on somebody else's site, maybe your competitors, maybe House or whatever the other sites are, but you could be the person that they look to for that. So, you know, education is a huge piece of that puzzle. We can talk a little bit more about that when we get into the SEO side of things, but I think, you know, if you're not, if you don't have a website, you're missing out on that because I've done some, you know, baseline research in your industry and a lot of the sites that come up are not very impressive. So I know that even putting a little bit of effort in there can make a huge difference for you. So,
yeah. Well, I'm glad you brought up SEO, you know, search engine optimization. What is it in 2019? What does it look like? And is it important as it was 9 years ago?
Yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, a lot of people I follow SEO obviously very heavily and there's always these posts that come out that say SEO is dead and this kind of thing, but it's not, it's actually, you know, it's even more challenging than it is, but it's still as important as it was. You know, I have clients that get 70, 80% of their business still through search engines, you know, for local services, because that's where they start, you know, searching for these things. So it still is important. I mean, essentially what it is, and I tell everybody just baseline, it's more visibility, you know, better visibility in the search engines, coming up higher, and making sure that your site is set up to come up for the specific queries and terms that you should come up for. Now that's important because you can't rank for things that aren't related to your business, but you want to come up for, you know, if they're searching for tile contractors in your area, you should come up. You should, that should be the focus of your site. Google will understand that and they'll make you show up. So while it really, if you go back to the basics of SEO, it really hasn't changed that much. Google wants to provide the best answer to your query. So that comes back to making sure your website is set up to answer those questions, to have the content that's necessary. You know, I have a lot of clients nowadays that say, we don't want content, we just want pictures. But I'm like, look, Google doesn't read the pictures, they read the content. So they do it, you know, if you look at the statistics, the main sites that come up have over 1,000 words on each page. So it's like that you need to have content. People that are actually interested want to read your content or want to learn more about, you know, tile contracting or whatever it may be. So they want to be able to find that information and actually read through it. Now, some people might just be skimmers. Those probably aren't the people that are going to purchase your product or service anyway, but having that content available is important. And it really, it hasn't really changed much. It's gotten more competitive, but the guidelines are pretty, you know, straightforward as far as what Google wants. So it's really hasn't changed much. And I think it's more important probably now than it's ever been.
Yeah. And so the content's important because Google's searching the internet. It's also important because it, you know, it really shows authority on the subject. You know, let's say a consumer is going to one website with a bunch of beautiful pictures and then a second website with pictures as well, but also a bunch of words, a bunch of content, blogging, you know, whatever style it might be, about us, about the industry, about how showers are built, about how tile floors are built and why they fail, why yours are different. So all these things really play an impact into not only the SEO, but also your authority as a professional.
Yeah. And to take that a step farther, Google had an update in the past year that's more based on the kind of being an expert and an authority in a specific, really specific subject. And like you're saying, like it's probably common knowledge for you guys that are in the industry every day, but translating that over so you can educate your potential clients is important. And I, like I was saying earlier, I start with education is the key as far as that goes, because where do you start writing blog posts? That's the hardest thing, whatever. I say, think about the questions you get asked all the time and turn those into blog posts, because if somebody's asking you that, other people are also wondering that same question. So starting from an educational standpoint, putting that out online, however, if you want to do a video, if you want to do a video and have it, you know, you can pay a service to write the, you know, write it out for a dollar a minute or whatever it is, but put that content out. And like you said, it really shows that you're an expert, you're an authority, and whether you know more than the guy down the street, guess what? If he doesn't have the content up to me, you look like you know more. So I'm going to come to you before I go to that guy, guaranteed. Yeah, so sure. That's important to do. So, you know, the most basic thing, it doesn't matter what it is. I know nothing about tiling, but, you know, or tile contractors, but if you said, you know, if you had a blog post up about putting together a shower, whatever it may be, that's important because I don't know it and I want to learn before I spend thousands of dollars on it. So
yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, you want to feel comfortable.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. You know, are there any DIY or options, or let's say I'm just starting a business, my budget's really cheap. Where could we point people? What do you think?
Yeah. So I would start with, there's a couple of good, for DIY services, there's a Squarespace is probably one of the better ones out there. They have really, pretty good basic designs to get started with. Wix is another one, but probably Squarespace in there. They have free plans. I would do a paid plan so you don't have all their advertising on the site, but it's cheap, 10, yeah. 15 bucks a month. And it doesn't really have any bells or whistles, but it'll at least let you get a professional looking website for a fraction of the cost. Those tools are great for getting people started. If you don't want to invest a lot of money, start there. Even if it's just a free site, at least it'll give you the practice of creating it. And as your business grows, you can, grow your website with that too. Yeah. The hardest thing, people have a hard time getting started. I'm like, look, the website's a living, breathing thing. It never, creating the website never ends. You're always going to be adding to it, updating, adding more pictures, more content, yeah. et cetera. So it's not a final thing for sure.
So it's really not a one-time make it and forget it type of thing.
No, absolutely not. Because if you make your website and forget it, then Google notices that. They can see the activity. Hey, these guys haven't blogged for 2 years. Why are we going to put them up at the top versus the guy down the street that's putting up maybe one blog a month, whatever it is, right? And that goes back to the whole blogging thing. People say, I don't have the time for it and stuff. You don't have to make a crazy schedule and do a blog post every week. Once a month, a nice in-depth blog post on a specific topic, that really is helpful. So that's yeah. kind of a basic way to get started. But yeah, updating your content's important. Even on your homepage, about page, projects page, you want to make sure you're continuously updating that because Google sees that and they come back and recrawl your site and pull it back up in the searches. So it's really important as well.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Right on. Well, what do you offer my listeners? Full disclosure here, you and I have gotten together. Mm-hmm. I want to provide my listeners with a lot of value. I wanted to provide them with a website that they could afford because frankly, a lot of these options are very expensive out there. I mean, I've dumped thousands. I dumped 3,000 into one of my websites and it was $300 a month and it really did nothing for me. It looked beautiful, but that's kind of where it ended. They were focused on the aesthetic. So when I started researching websites, I started learning about a lot of this stuff we talked about, and I started researching somebody who was really focused on the back end, and I found you, and I'm happy, over the last few months we've been talking and developing this relationship. Yeah. What do we have to offer to my listeners today?
Yeah. So this is a system, honestly, I've used it in other niches as well because basically it works. And what that is it's a professional website. Basically we're going to have a couple of templates that are available, but it's a professional looking website with your content, your logos, your images and everything like that. But in addition to it looking professional and looking nice, it's going to have all the back end stuff taken care of as far as technical stuff and just SEO in general. There's some, SEO can get very complicated, don't get me wrong, but for a lot of these industries, what I found, a lot of these smaller businesses is that the competition, the bar is so low because nobody's putting the time and effort into it. So just setting it up from the get-go correctly can make a huge difference. And that's what we've had success with in the past. And that's what we're going to do here is we're going to have everything you need baked into the site. There'll be a couple things you maybe have to go in and change or tell us, the city or location where you're trying to target, and we'll optimize the site from there. Now, we'll do that for you. And as well as I do that with SEO, it's not like as soon as your site goes live, you start getting people to come in. It takes time, especially if it's a new site, Google has to crawl that, figure it out and place you there. But the thing is from the research that we've done is there's not a lot of competition here. Your main competitors are probably the big aggregators like Yelp or Angie's List or whatever it may be. But as far as the actual websites go of the individual businesses, there's not much competition here. So we're lucky in that regard that with some pretty simple things that we can do to set these people up for success. And we'll ultimately enable, your listeners to hopefully get in there, do some things, do some blogging. We want to help educate you and we're going to teach you that as well. So we're going to have videos kind of built in to show you step by step. If you want to get in there and do some stuff yourself, we definitely recommend that. We want you to be comfortable with it. It's your site. We want to make sure we enable the people that want to get in there and actually make changes and do blogs and things.
Yeah. Like that. Yeah. That's one of the things I'm most excited about is I partnered with Grant for the SEO and the actual creation of these websites, the building of it and making sure it's friendly. And I've also partnered with a blogger, Ben Santos, you've gotten to know him. He's a tile guy. So that's one of the cool things here is if you don't have the time to blog, I really want you to have a blog. And so for an affordable price, I partnered with Ben and he's going to be writing your blog for your company once a month. We can do that. He's also going to be working on your YouTube channel, your Google My Business. Basically, we want you to be on the internet. We want you to be getting these phone calls, because once a customer, you know, finds you on the internet, finds your website and your blog and your YouTube channel, that, you know, and picks up the phone to call you, like Grant said earlier, they're 70% there. You just need to convince them that 30% there. How much better is it than, you know, a phone number found on a phone book or even google.com, but yeah, there's no information. They're going to call you cold and you're going to be starting at zero. Wouldn't you rather start at 70% there? All you have to do is 30% and to get that customer and to get in their door. So there's going to be several tier options to fit your budget. Again, this is created by Tile Guys and by professional website guy, Grant, here. So this is a great opportunity. It's affordable. HappyTileGuy.com is where you want to go to find these. HappyTileGuy.com. And yeah, Grant, what's the price for this? This sounds so good to be true. What do you got for us?
Yeah, so we're going to do we talked about, you know, just doing a launch special. So we were testing for a little bit, right? It's a bit complicated to get the actual content. People who don't write often, it's hard to do, right? So we're going to take that off your plate. And so we'll have a one-time setup fee to actually we'll have to get a little bit of information from you, the area you service and all these kind of things, your portfolio images, we'll need those. But we'll have a one-time setup fee of $697. For that. That'll also include some basic content creation as well. And then from there, it'll be $97 a month. And that includes all the support that you need for the website. That includes the maintenance and everything that goes on behind the scenes. If you need changes, we want to enable you to go in there and edit it, but we're also here in case you need it. We get it. People are busy. This is how we operate in the other niches as well. They might just shoot us a quick email and say, hey, can you help us change this? We'll get that taken care of for you. And then also, obviously, the SEO is going to be built into the, you know, it's going to be baked into the system. It's going to be, the website's going to be fast, easy to find online. We're going to have all that ready to go. And just from looking at the competitors out there and the other options that people have for creating websites, you know, they're not really building that, you know, from an SEO background and stuff like I'll be bringing to that. So that'll help people really be found. And like I said, just some small tweaks can make a huge difference. And we're going to make sure that everybody's set up for success from the get-go.
Yeah. And I, you know, when I started Tile Money, a lot of people said, Tile Money, what's that? You know, that's an anomaly. And the same idea here, happytileguy.com, you know, what's a happy tile guy? Well, a happy tile guy to me is one who's found the Tile Money and one who's getting that phone to ring. And so that's what we want to do here. We want to help you get that phone to ring. We want to help you, you know, get 70% there. And that way you have to do the last 30% in your sales. And we can do this. It's an amazing price. Grant's, you know, worked with me. I've worked with him, and we're whittled this down to, you know, really a special deal here we have. It's probably going to go up here in a couple months, but for a limited time, $697 for the website and $97 a month to maintain it. And, you know, we can talk about, you know, hosting it. We can talk about, you know, adding more blogs to it. You're going to get the starter blog, and we're going to show you how to blog yourself. But if you want to go further, you know, we can offer that as well on top of this price. For not much more. So this is great.
Yeah, it is. And to be honest, it just, like, I was excited when we started talking about this because I've seen it in other niches as well. Yeah. Having the website, you know, being found is huge, but just having a professional website makes a huge difference. I've had people that come to me and say, people chose me other than the person down the street because their site was on this free build or whatever. It looked cheap and mine was professional. And for me, it's like just stuff I see every day. It's standard stuff. But for everybody else, it's not. You know, they're going out here to Squarespace or Wix, and not to knock them, but they're not geared for, you know, really specific. And I mean, Tile, that's really specific. So we're going to set it up for your audience like we did. You know, we have a demo site to show everybody as well. But that'll be set up for your guys with the necessary pages and menu items that they need to get started. And obviously, like you said, we want to enable them to blog and do other things, and they're welcome to add as many pages or anything as they want. But just excited to help some people, man. I've just seen too many people get taken advantage of by other companies and stuff. And it's unfortunate, but we're going to be here to hopefully, you know, right the ship.
Yeah. Right on, Grant. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time, and I appreciate what you're enabling me to do for my audience, because really, you know, this was the end goal, is to have things in place that really make business easier. Because as tile contractors, as small business owners, we wear so many hats. I want to start relieving you of some of those hats, friends. And I want to start making this easier so that the phone starts ringing. You know what to do. when it rings, you know what to talk about, because you know, if they found you on your website, you already know they're 70% of the way there. So this is great.
Yeah, so. Exactly. If people have questions, just come over to happytileguy.com. There'll be a support contact link on there with an email address. Feel free to reach out. I'm happy to email people. I'm happy to jump on a call. You know, I want to make sure this fits your audience. I'm here to help. If there's changes or things people want or have questions about, I'm happy to help. You can obviously answer questions as well. I'm sure people will come to you, but I want people to know, you know, we're here to help them. It's not just take your money and leave. We're here. We're going to listen to you. We're going to improve and get better. And it's a great platform for people, for sure.
Great. And I'll throw that up in the show notes, the link to that, as well as Grant's email address.
Sounds great. All right, Grant. Look, I appreciate you having me on. If anybody has questions, just come ask. Even if you're not on the Happy Tile Guy platform and you have another one and you might have questions about something, feel free to reach out. Look, I'm here to help people. I love helping the small business owner. So I get it. It's a hard world. But like Luke said, we're trying to alleviate some of that time from you. So we're excited to help.
Right on, Grant. All right, Tile friends, stay profitable out there. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.